my childhood was less than, you know, not after school special esque was because of my siblings. I am the youngest of seven kids. And, you know, I've heard of this thing where, so I have this theory that the more children are in a family, the less relevant the adults actually become. Right? Because if you think about it, I love that there's like tapping going, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Wait, is that because you guys have like some big, huge poly family that you're raising your kid in? And you're like, we're just trying to outnumber the kid. And this is Mama Sue, and this is Papa Sue, and this is, yeah. That's awesome. So yeah, that's a good idea. You just need a lot of adults just to outnumber the children. Well, it was the exact opposite, right? So, you know, I hear of these people who, you know, there's a mom and a dad, and they're married to each other, whatever, you fucking weirdos. And, so if there's two kids, right, the parents are 50% of the family, right? But like my mom, by the time I was born, my mom was only 12.8% of the family mass. And because of this, I don't know, we play, and because the breadth was so long, right? 25-year range of kids, we play this game, which I bet you play with your siblings, called I Don't Remember That. You play that game with your siblings, right? Hey, do you remember that time? Like, nobody could come, you know, hey, Nancy, that's my sister. Her name is actually Nancy Lee. Her name is Nancy Lee, and my real name is Kelly Sue. If you go far enough in the West, you're Midwest, you're actually in the South. So we play that I don't remember that game, like, hey, Nancy Lee, do you remember that time where nobody could come to my parent-teacher conference, and you came to my conference when I was in first grade, and we sat at my desk, and we made an owl together? And she's like, no, I don't remember that. I'm like, oh, man, how can you not remember? I'm like, hey, Roger, remember that time where I stepped on the nail and everyone was, like, too drunk to drive and you took me to the emergency room on the tractor? No, I don't remember that. I'm like, man, how can you not remember? And then I'm like, hey, remember how that one stepfather of ours, like, touched you inappropriately for, like, 7 years? And she's like, no, I don't remember that. I'm like, oh, I was just kidding about that. Yeah, exactly. So, my siblings have been, like, the major conveyor of information, you know, because I'm the youngest. Like, I recently, just, like, in the last decade, I found out that my mom had a tubal ligation 19 months before I was born. Yeah, because in the 1960s, and this is fairly common, 1960s, they were only clamping. They weren't actually severing fallopian tubes, right? So, So I did some research, and it turns out, the CDC did this 10-year survey, and it's like one in 155 tubal ligations resulted in at least one subsequent pregnancy, okay? So wouldn't you think that it somehow this would come up? We were not a family who did not talk about things. We were not like a closed-lipped, you know, super not expressive family. I mean, I can remember like one specific rule, which was kids, remember, we don't give each other the finger in front of grandma. You know, what's funny is I just was talking with my partner about that rule, and she was like, do you realize that's crazy, right? I was like, well, adult children of alcoholics, guess it what normal is. Anyway. So I think what they were afraid that it was like shatter my self-esteem, right? But it doesn't shatter my self-esteem. I think it's like amazing. I'm picturing like my little egg with like boxing gloves on and be like, I'm gonna be this genderqueer crazy ex-nun. I guess I didn't know I was gonna be an ex-nun then. But, and I'm just gonna insist, like, you know, like being born with a sign in your hand that says, I'm here, really I am, I'm queer, really, you're gonna have to get used to it. So my mom never told me, well, I attempted to discuss it with her, right? I was like, you know what, this should be out in the open because it's my brother who told me. And so we were driving around in outside Orlando. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning on this completely deserted stretch of road. And I said, hey, Mom, I wanted to bring up something. Roger told me about what happened before I was born, like about the tubal ligation. All of a sudden, my mom slams on the brakes, cuts across 4 lanes of empty, luckily empty traffic, and like skids to a stop on the shoulder. And she goes, oh my God, did you see that car that almost hit us? And I was like, I think maybe you don't want... I feel like the will of the group is that we don't want to talk about this right now. So all I did was, you know, Planned Parenthood has these t-shirts. They say, ask me about my tubal ligation. I got her one for Christmas. If you can't talk, there will be action. Anyway, and because we were so, one of the things that made my childhood amazing, even though it doesn't sound like it, is that we were so grandly and gloriously under-supervised, right? Like, nobody was paying any fucking attention to what we were doing. And my sister, every single day for a year, as we would walk past the electric fence, you guys know what electric fence is? Do I have to explain electric fence? No, okay, thank you. In New York, you have to explain electric fence. So as we would walk past the electric fence every day for an entire school year, my older sister would say, it's not on. I can tell by looking. It's not on. You're just chicken to touch it. And every day I would go, ah, that hurts. It's on. And then the next day, hey, I'm sure it's not on. I can tell by looking. It's not on. Hey, oh, it's on. So, I don't know about the learning curve on that one. And then when I was in my early teens, my grandmother moved to Florida, as is required by law. And she moved into, I'm familiar with, an Airstream park. You know what an Airstream park is? Don't call it a trailer park. It's an Airstream park. Anyway, so she moved into a not trailer, Airstream park. And around the park was the series of drainage ditches. And so one Christmas, after all the adults were kind of, you know, blatzed on tryptophan and alcohol, my cousin took a look at the turkey carcass and he goes, you know what? I think the gators in the drainage ditches would like that. So we went out to the drainage ditches and, you know, defying the laws of common sense, nature, and later we learned the laws of the state of Florida, we fed the carcass to the alligators. Now, you would think and we started doing this. It was like a family tradition. You know, as soon as the adults were out, then the kids or whatever would go and feed the turkey carcass to the alligators. And you would think that would stop when we got old enough to know better. No, this did not stop until my cousin had a DUI. And he's like eyeing the turkey carcass after one Christmas dinner. And he's like, you know what? If I get caught, I'm going to be breaking my probation. And I'll have to go to jail. So it was not actually the fear of getting eaten by ferocious reptiles that stopped us, but the fear of going to jail for it. Adult children of alcoholics guess at what normal is.